Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm at C&B Kitchen. It's located on Route 145 just north of downtown Cairo and on your way to East Durham. It's owned and run by Chrissy and Ben. She's got Italian ancestry and is from Long Island, while he's originally from West Africa. Together they have married their different traditions and cultures and love of baking to put down roots here and to make a home and create a business in Greene County. Over the past few years, you might have run into them at local farmers markets. That's how I first met them. But I recommend stopping by their place and checking out all they have to offer. Always the multitaskers, they've invited me into their kitchen to speak with them while they're baking. Come with me as I go inside.
Hi, I'm Chrissy.
I'm Ben.
My first question for you is about your origin story. Where are you from and how did you meet?
Well, I'm African, from the west side, a small country in the middle of a landlocked called Burkina Faso. I've been there for like 19 years of my life, and then I moved from there first to Europe, then I made my way to the U.S.
And you met in upstate New York?
We met in Brooklyn. We met in Brooklyn.
Yep.
So long story short, after doing all our work for other people, we finally met at Saragina, restaurant / bakery, and in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Yes, and she was the head pizza yellow on the other side, meaning the restaurant, and I was baker at first, then the head baker on the other side.
Love at first baking sight?
No.
No, let's say love at first hating sight.
Love at first hating sight.
Pretty much.
Competing bakers or competing for space?
No!
Till the day where, like, I think
Chamo killed my mother.
Yeah. Chamo and Salomo killed her mother. The mother is like our starter. We call her mom because, you know, it's the beginning of everything. So what happened was, usually you're supposed to take some and refresh the rest. He came that day, he used everything and he cleaned it. And when she came for her shift, he was so proud of himself that he's like, I even cleaned the bowl. And she was like,
was it a sourdough starter?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a starter that I had been caring for about 6 or 8 months. And I had started
it. Baby.
I'd started it for the pizza because I wanted a different flavor in my pizza and a different texture. And we had finally gotten to a really good place. And my prep guy comes and he was so proud of him. I used it all. And I was like, no! What do you mean you used it all? And I had gone in like every day, my days off, holidays, care for it and love for it, and it was gone, and Ben was the baker on duty. And I went, what did you let him do? He kept saying he owes me a beer, and
no,
he's so sorry.
Different. I was feeling bad, because really, you worked hard for something, and then like literally, one of the things that would get you fired at the time was if you mess with your mother, especially the bakery, because
don't mess with your mother.
He kept saying he owed me a beer. And I just thought this coworker was really annoying and needed to leave me alone. So I finally met him for the beer, and it was at a fancy, swanky lounge, and he's in a suit, and it was, he pulled out his A game, and I resisted for a long time, but then one of my friends looked at me and went, girl, what are you doing? Like, he is so cute and so sweet and, like, so genuine. Are you crazy? And I was like, maybe I should stop and think about this.
And that's the beginning of your love story.
And that's how we started dating.
Yep.
The love story started from the disappearance of your baby.
Yep.
And then how did you end up in Greene County?
Well, I was working at Westwind Orchard as their chef, and we were commuting on the weekends from Brooklyn to Accord. And we'd be driving over the bridge, and we would just look at each other and be like, why are we doing this? Yeah, the stress level was getting high, and we wanted to do our own thing, and we were getting married, and we wanted to start a family, and we said, you know, we don't want to do it in the city. We started looking, and we started looking in the area we knew, Ulster County, and we were very much priced out of Ulster County.
Oh, yeah.
So we just kept looking further north until we found this place.
Well, I'm so glad you ended up here. Everyone's so glad. And one of the things that I love about your business is that it's a real integral, has become very quickly an integral part of the community. And I really enjoyed coming to your pop-up events and your cookouts. Do you want to talk about a little bit about your ideology around community and community events that you do?
Yeah, so, I mean, community has always been really important to us. We moved up here knowing no one really, so if for nothing else, this is where we live. This is our community because our son is here. You know, he's going to go to school here. Like, this is our community. So if we're not supporting and giving back and taking part in it, what's the point?
But at the same time, I feel people have rallied around the events that you do. It really brings the community together. And it's how I've met a lot of people has actually been here at C&B.
Wow. Mm.
Food is the great connector. Yeah.
And
your good energy and the love that you have for each other and sort of project out in yourselves and your food.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it is we try to bring people together over food. And we also, you know, we have a great outdoor space that's not too polished, but also, you know, is ripe for gathering and
let's
for
call
community.
It's the
right amount of rustic.
Yes.
You're not just coming for a transaction. We try to get to know people and you were going to be stuck talking to me. That's the way it works.
So can you talk about the space we're in right now? All I can do is smell delicious things in the oven.
Well, Ben's in the bakery, and our entire bakery is in a shipping container. So if you've ever seen that green shipping container on the side of the parking lot.
That is a bakery.
That's the bakery.
And then I see outside of your bakery / shipping container an amazing outdoor, what looks like maybe a clay or stone or concrete oven. What is that?
That would be a wood fire oven. So it kind of made sense to us since we moved.
It's not just a wood fired oven. What's her name?
It's Lucinda. AKA Lucinda. Yeah, AKA Lucy Lou.
Lucy Lou.
Yeah.
You name your fired oven Lucy Lou.
You have to. And then we treat everything like it's real, kind of, sort of, because it is real. Without Lucinda, I wouldn't be having sourdough bread.
Well, she has a personality.
She has a personality. Very, very, very.
Strong personality,
yeah. And she will let you know, yeah.
Connected.
If she's not happy, she will burn the bread.
Yep.
If she is not happy, she will even burn you.
The C&B compound, I see as sort of a dream vision. It's got the one structure that looks like a little old farmhouse, which is the shop.
Yes.
It has Lucy Lou.
Yeah.
The outdoor fire oven, and then this bakery in this amazing shipping container.
Yes.
And then the property, which is massive, and you feel like you're in a little bit of a forest. It's a total surprise
coming off
of Route 145 and sort of taking a quick stop into your parking lot. And then look, chickens running around,
and
too.
And the guinea fowl.
So here's a sort of sidebar question. So besides coming to Cairo, to Route 145, to your shop, where else do you have your offerings around the county and beyond?
So a lot of people see our shop and think that we are mostly retail, but we are actually more wholesalers
than retail.
So we do bread and croissants for a variety of places in Greene County, Ulster County. We go all the way out to Middleburg. A lot of farm stands carry us. A lot of the bigger ones. We're at Corey Farms, which will be opening up soon. Barber Farms in Middleburg has us every weekend. Mm-hmm. And then we're in a variety of restaurants. We make some specialty breads for them. So we do the Dixon Roadside, the Phoenicia Diner, Tasting Lab in Greenville, Kuhar Farm in Rensselaerville. On 87 on the freeway, we do Taste of New York. We make all their croissants. We're at Greater Things Roasters.
Yeah, we have Hilo.
Hilo, Moto in Hudson, Autos in Germantown.
And you've done all of this in 2-3 years?
Yep. We've grown pretty organically. We're entirely independently funded. And as you can, if you visit our space, you will physically see that. We do things as we can. We don't try to push harder or faster than we can by taking outside funding and growing too fast. So we've grown with demand, and then we grow, you know, as we can. So like right now you'll see our front porch is in process. It's been in process for 8 months because we took it down, we put up a new ramp, and then we waited until we could afford to put up the roof. But, you know, we do things like that as we go. Everyone always says we need a sign, and it's coming, but if you find us...
Don't you think that's a really good...
Congrats!
kismet that people find you without a sign. Do you have any plans for the summer here at C&B?
We do! So, over the next month or two, we are actually doing a little expansion push. So, the shipping container you're in right now is going to become the hot container. It will only house ovens and packing equipment, and we're going to add another shipping container. We're going to convert our current walk-in into a cold room so that we can make croissants at the same time as baking, which right now you have to do one or the other. We're going to add another container, and that one will contain a walk-in freezer and a bigger walk-in refrigerator, and it'll allow us to reach the next level, yeah.
Last question. So what are you working on today as I'm in here watching you make so many things?
Today I'm finishing up the onion focaccia and the pizza focaccia.
Yum.
And the onion focaccia is literally my own interpretation of focaccia, which will massage the onion 24 hours per year with salt and olive oil, just to make it tender and all of that for the smell that you get right now. The smell can only be smell, not told about.
So the onion focaccia is the very first thing I ever had from C&B, and that is how I got hooked.
Thank you.
And it is something that people mention to me a lot as like a signature item.
It's kind of addicting. Our signature bread is the Arborio. It doesn't look like a sexy bread on the outside, so you got to get into it before you fall in love. That's been our best seller at almost every account. And it's like a slow adoption. They, you know, start off with just a couple, and then all of a sudden there's more, and then there's more, and it's on the order every week.
Thank you, Chrissy and Ben, for welcoming me into your Corner of the Catskills. See you next time in Cairo.
See you around.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.